सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः जन्तुपुल्लिङ्गप्रकरणे नवमः भागः, डिसेम्बर् मासस्य 27 दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते। सर्वनामसंज्ञाप्रकरणे स्मः। अष्टाध्यायीक्रमेण सर्वनामसंज्ञा सम्बद्धानि सूत्राणि दृष्टानि गतकक्ष्यायाम्। आदौ संज्ञाविधाने सर्वादीनि सर्वनामानि इति सूत्रेण सर्वनामसंज्ञा विधीयते सर्वादिगणे पठितानां 35 शब्दानां। तथैव संज्ञोपसर्जनीभूतास्तु न सर्वादयः इति सामान्येन नियमः। यदि संज्ञा सर्व इति कश्चन संज्ञा अथवा विश्व इति कश्चन संज्ञा तर्हि सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति। उपसर्जनीभूतस्यापि, उपसर्जनं नाम अप्रधानम् अथवा गौणं, यथा बहुव्रीहिसमासे उभयोः पदयोः गौणत्वं वा उपसर्जनत्वं वा वर्तते। तादृशे समासे अथवा तादृशे समासे सर्वादीनां सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति इत्युक्तम्। ततः संज्ञायाः विकल्पः विभाषादिक्समासे बहुव्रीहौ इति सूत्रेण। दिग्वाचकशब्दानां यो बहुव्रीहिसमासः यथा उत्तरपूर्व अथवा दक्षिणपूर्व इत्यादयः, तत्र विकल्पेन सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति इत्युक्त्वा संज्ञा निषिध्यते पाणिनिना, न बहुव्रीहौ। बहुव्रीहिसमासे सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति। तृतीया तत्पुरुषसमासे सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति। द्वन्द्वसमासेपि सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति। एतदतिरिच्य अन्येषु समासेषु यदि सर्वादीनि पदस्य अन्ते उत्तरपदत्वेन स्युः तर्हि सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति इति तात्पर्यम्। अपि च जसि केवलं जस् प्रत्यये परतः संज्ञा विकल्प्यते कैश्चित् सूत्रैः। विभाषा जसि द्वन्द्वे च इत्येन वर्तते। द्वन्द्वसमासस्य जसि प्रत्यये परे विकल्पेन सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति। प्रथम चरम तय अल्प अर्ध कतिपय नेम एतेषामपि शब्दानां जस् प्रत्यये परे एव विकल्पेन सर्वनामसंज्ञा। पूर्वपरावरदक्षिणोत्तरापराधराणि व्यवस्थायाम् असंज्ञायां स्वमज्ञातिधनाख्यायाम् अन्तरं बहिर्योगोपसंज्ञानयोः गणे एवमेव पठिताः इमे। अतः सर्वादिगणे अपि गणसूत्रत्वेन इमानि त्रीणि सूत्राणि दृश्यन्ते। तेन सूत्रेण नित्यं सर्वनामसंज्ञा भवति, किन्तु तेषामेव शब्दानां जस् प्रत्यये परे एव विकल्पेन संज्ञा भवति इति सूत्रार्थः। ङित्सु संज्ञाविकल्पः उच्यते वार्तिकेन। विभाषाप्रकरणे तीयस्य ङित्सु उपसङ्ख्यानं। तीयप्रत्ययान्तानां शब्दानां ङित्सु परेषु अर्थात् ङसिञ्योः स्मात्स्मिनौ ङसि ङि ङे सर्वनाम्नस्मै इति विहितः स्मायादेशः, एते आदेशाः विकल्पेन भवन्ति। अर्थात् सर्वनामसंज्ञा एतेषु परेषु विकल्पेन भवति। संज्ञायां सत्यां तानि कार्याण्यपि भवन्ति। अपरञ्च सूत्रमस्ति पूर्वादिभ्यो नवभ्यो वा पूर्वपरावर स्वमज्ञातिधनाख्यायाम् अन्तरं बहिर्योगोपसंज्ञानयोः इति नवानां शब्दानां स्मात् स्मिन् इत्येतौ आदेशौ विकल्पेन भवतः इति सूत्रार्थः। इदानीं कौमुद्यां पश्यामः कथं किमुक्तं दीक्षितैरिति। आदौ पूर्वपरावरदक्षिणोत्तरापराधराणि व्यवस्थायाम् असंज्ञायाम्। You should remember what Dikshitar is doing. He is trying to give the prakriya, kaumudi. The focus of kaumudi is prakriya. He is dealing with the prakriya of adanta sarvanamani. We finished Rama Shabda, which was akaranta pullinga. Then we started with Sarva Shabda, which is akaranta pullinga sarvanama. Okay. So now he is covering all akaranta pullinga sarvanama shabdas. Sarva, Vishva, Ubha, Ubhaya, Datara, Datama, Anya, Anyatara, Itara. तत्त्व नेम समा सीमा सर्वे अकारान्ताः एव। तत्र क्वापि प्रक्रियायां विशेषः नास्ति। आल् आफ् देम् आर् डिक्लैन्ड् लैक् सर्वशब्द दे आर् आल् अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्ग। देर् आर् अदर् स्पेशालिटीस् लैक् उभशब्द हेज़् ओन्ली द्विवचन और् उभयशब्द डस् नाट् हेव् द्विवचन एट्सेट्रा, बट् द प्रक्रिया रिमेन्स् द सेम् एस् वाट् वुड् बी फार् सर्वशब्द विथौट् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् एक्स्ट्रा। When we come to the next one, which is these seven, there is a difference when followed by just pratyaya. That is why Dikshitar puts this sutra here. Jasi pare kim bhavati. Dukte padatrayam vidyate. Purva, para, avara, dakshina, uttara, apara, adhara. Iti sapta shabdaha. Vyavasthayam asamnyayam. Vibhasha jasi. Iti anuvartate. Jasi pare etesham sarvanama samnya vibhashaya vikalpena bhavati. Iti sutraatha. Etesham vyavasthayam asamnyayam. Sarvanama samnya ganapathat sarvatraya prapta. You should remember that this has been included in the sarvadigana, which is why we get a compulsory sarvanama samnya by sarvadini sarvanamani. Only when followed by this, it is an optional sarvanama samnya, as given by this sutra. Etesham shabdanam vyavasthayam asamnyayam sarvanama samnya ganapathat sarvatraya prapta. सा जसि वा स्यात् जस् प्रत्यये परे विकल्पेन भवति तेन किं भवति जस् प्रत्यये परे कार्यम् उच्यते जस शि अदन्तात् सर्वनाम्नः परस्य जसः शि इति आदेशः स्यात् यदि आदेशः भवति पूर्व इ गुणे कृते पूर्वे इति रूपं सर्वनामसंज्ञायाः अभावे तु पूर्व जस् इति स्थिते पूर्व अस् प्रथमयोः पूर्वसवर्णः इत्यनेन सवर्णदीर्घः पूर्वसवर्णदीर्घः पूर्वास् ऋत्वं विसर्गः पूर्वाः पूर्वे पूर्वाः अपरे अपराः अवरे अवराः इत्यादिना रूपद्वयं भवति. सो इदानीं सूत्रे उच्यते व्यवस्थायाम् असंज्ञायाम् इति. व्यवस्था नाम का इति प्रश्नः. स्वाभिधेयापेक्षावधिनियमो व्यवस्था इति उच्यते. यदा व्यवस्था गम्यते एतैः शब्दैः तदैव एतेषां सर्वनामसंज्ञा. व्यवस्था नाम का? स्व अभिधेय अपेक्ष अवधिनियमः. स्वं नाम शब्दः पूर्वशब्दः. अभिधेयः पूर्वशब्दस्य अभिधेयः भवति पूर्वादिक्. द स्वम् इस् द वर्ड् विच् इस् द पूर्व. द अभिधेय आफ् दट् वर्ड् इस् द मीनिङ्ग् विच् इस् द डिरेक्षन् द पूर्व डिरेक्षन्. तदपेक्ष अवधिनियमः. Avadhi is a it's a limit or it's a point of reference. What he is trying to say here is, if when you are saying something is purva, something is east, there is no absolute east anywhere. It has to be the east to be the to the east of something. For example, if you say say the Bay of Bengal is to the east of India, without India as a reference point, you cannot say that the Bay of Bengal is to the east. It could be the west of some other country. There is no absolute east. So always with reference to something, it is to the east or west or north, south, anything. All these words. So that is called vyavastha. Svabhidheya apeksha avadhi niyamaha. Niyamena avadhihi apekshate. So compulsorily they require some point of reference. Without having that point of reference, you cannot use any of these words. When you say purva, it is to the purva of what? Okay. And similarly with the other words. So, niyamena avadhisapekshaarthe vartamananam purvadishabdanam. So, when these words are used in such a sense, that is a sense which always requires a point of reference, then only they have sarvanama samnya. That is why he uses vyavasthayam. That is vyavastha. The vyavastha is where the meaning of that word, it always depends on a point of reference. Svabhidheya apeksha avadhiniyamaha. Okay. The question is, aren't these words always used as that? Purva, if it means east, it is always vyavastha. Why should he specially say vyavastha when these words always indicate vyavastha? He asks, vyavasthayam kim? Kimartham vyavasthayam iti vaktavyam? Why should he mention that? Aren't they always conveying the meaning of vyavastha? You ask, dakshina gathakaha. तत्र दक्षिणशब्दः अस्ति. पूर्वपरावर दक्षिणा इति. दक्षिणाः गाथकाः. गाथकाः नाम ये गायनं कुर्वन्ति ते गायकाः इत्येव अर्थः. अत्र दक्षिणाः इत्युक्ते कुशलाः इत्यर्थः. कुशलार्थे दक्षिणशब्दः. अत्र व्यवस्था नास्ति. हियर् द वर्ड् दक्षिणा मीन्स् स्किल्ड्. सो दट् इस् नाट् अ व्यवस्था. दट् इस् इट् डस् नाट् रिक्वैर् एनी पायिण्ट् आफ़् रेफरेन्स् टु से हि इस् मोर् स्किल्ड् आर् लेस् स्किल्ड्. इट् इस् जस्ट् स्किल्ड्. सो in such a case, there is no सर्वनामसंज्ञा दक्षिणे इति न भवति, दक्षिणाः इत्येव सर्वनामसंज्ञा नास्ति. यत्र व्यवस्था गम्यते अर्थात् यदि दक्षिणदिशः आगताः गाथकाः इति विवक्षितम्, इफ् द विवक्षा हियर् इस् पीपल् हू हाव् कम् फ्रम् द सदर्न् डैरेक्षन् आर् पीपल् हू आर् टु द रैट्, दक्षिणशब्दस्य दक्षिणपार्श्वम् अर्थात् रैट् इत्यपि अर्थः अस्ति. सो इन् दट् केस् देर् वुड् बि सर्वनामसंज्ञा, बट् वेन् यु आर् यूसिङ्ग् दक्षिणशब्द टु इण्डिकेट् दट् देर् स्किल्ड् देर् इस् नो व्यवस्था एण्ड् दट् इस् वै देर् इस् नो सर्वनामसंज्ञा. व्यवस्थायामेव सर्वनामसंज्ञा. व्यवस्था नाम किम् इत्युक्ते स्वाभिधेयापेक्षावधिनियमो व्यवस्था. असंज्ञायां किम् इति अग्रिमः प्रश्नः. यतोहि एते संज्ञावाचिनः शब्दाः न सन्ति, पूर्वा परा वरा, दे आर् आल् नाट् संज्ञास्, दे इण्डिकेट् अ डिरेक्षन्, दे आर् नाट् जस्ट् द नेम् आफ् अ प्लेस्. सो असंज्ञायाम् इति किमर्थं वक्तव्यं चेत् उत्तराः कुरवः इति उदाहरणं दीयते. कुरवः कुरुदेशः, उत्तराः इट् इस् टु द नार्त्. एक्चुलि हियर् देर् इस् व्यवस्था बिकास् दीस् द कण्ट्री विच् इस् बीङ्ग् स्पोकन् आफ़् द कुरु प्लेस् इट् इस् टु द नार्त् आफ् वाट् इस् अ क्वश्चन्. आल्वेस् द मेरु सुमेरु पर्वत इस् टेकन् आस् द रेफरेन्स् हियर्. सो दिस् रीजन् इस् टु द नार्त् आफ् दट् इस् वै इट् इस् काल्ड् उत्तर. बट् इन् दिस् केस् इट् हेस् आल्सो बिकम् अ संज्ञा. लैक् फार् एक्साम्पल् इट् से यु सेयिङ्ग् नार्त् अमेरिका. It was named so because it is to the north. I mean, there are two, there is one to the north and to the south. But now it is part of a name. Now North America is a samnya. It does not say, it is not a visheshana to America. Right? So north iti samnya shabdaha. Tathaiva atra uttaraha kuravaha ityukte. Kuru deshasya iva uttara iti samnya krita. Even though originally it was used for vyavastha, it has been taken as a samnya now. So since atra samnya अस्ति इत्यतः व्यवस्थायाम् असंज्ञायाम् इत्युक्तत्वात् अत्र सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति, उत्तराः इति एकमेव रूपं. रामशब्दवत् उत्तरशब्दः संज्ञायां सत्याम्. कुरुदेशस्यैव उत्तर इति संज्ञा विद्यते, तस्मादत्र अस्य सूत्रस्य प्रवृत्तिः न भवति. सो दट् इस् अबौट् पूर्वपरावर दक्षिणोत्तरापराधराणि व्यवस्थायाम् असंज्ञायाम्. अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति स्वम् अज्ञातिधनाख्यायां. पदद्वयं न ज्ञातिधनाख्या यस्य न भवति तादृशस्य स्वशब्दस्य विभाषा जसि, जसि विकल्पेन सर्वनामसंज्ञा स्यात्. आत्म आत्मीय ज्ञातिधनवाची स्वशब्दः. स्व इति शब्दस्य चत्वारः अर्थाः विद्यन्ते, आत्मा आत्मीयः ज्ञातिः धनं च. आत्मा इस् सेल्फ्, आत्मीय something which belongs to the self, jnati is a relative and dhanam is wealth. So the word sva is used in all these to indicate all these meanings. Ajnati dhanakhyayam yada jnati vachitvam dhanavachitvam va na bhavati rasya shabdasya arthat atma vachakatvam atmiya vachakatvam va asti tada sarvadini sarvanamani iti nityam sarvanama samya anena sutrena jasi pare vikalpena sarvanama samya bhavati. ज्ञातिधन अन्यवाचिनः स्वशब्दस्य या प्राप्ता संज्ञा सा जसि वा स्यात्. स्वे स्वाः इति रूपद्वयम्. आत्मीयाः इत्यर्थः, स्वे इत्युक्ते आत्मीयाः अथवा आत्मानः. ज्ञातिधनवाचिनस्तु स्वाः. यदि स्वशब्दः ज्ञातिवाची धनवाची वा भवति तदा स्वाः इति एकमेव रूपं, सर्वनामसंज्ञा न भवति. कः अर्थः? ज्ञातयः बान्धवाः इत्यर्थः अथवा धनानि इति वा अर्थः. अन्तरं बहिर्योगोपसंव्यानयोः. अन्तरशब्दः तस्य बहिर्योगार्थे उपसंव्यानार्थे च सर्वनामसंज्ञा विधीयते. बहिः नाम अनावृतप्रदेशः, तेन योगः सम्बन्धः यस्य सः बहिर्योगः, दट् विच् इस् प्रेसेण्ट् औट्सैड् इति अर्थः. बहिर्विद्यमानोऽर्थः इति यावत्, दट् इस् वाट् इस् इण्डिकेटेड् बै बहिर्योगः. उपसंव्यानम् उपसंवीयते, परिधीयते इति उपसंव्यानम् अन्तरीयं वस्त्रं. द वस्त्र विच् इस् वोन् इन्सैड् देर् इस् सम् अदर् लेयर् आफ् क्लात् औट्सैड् ओके दट् इस् बै परिधीयते. सो द इन्नर् लेयर् आफ् क्लात् इस् काल्ड् उपसंव्यान. So when antara shabda is indicated to is used to indicate that upasamyana, we have sarvanama samya. Compulsorily in other pratyayas, optionally in jas. Bahye paridhaniye charthe antara shabdasya ya prapta samya sa jasi vasyat. Antare antarava grihaha. Iti udaharanam diyate. Antare grihaha, antaraha grihaha. Bahyaha ityarthaha. Houses which are located outside the city maybe, or outside a village, something. Antare antarava shatakaha. Shataka is a piece of cloth. Antaraha shatakaha ityukte, the inner layers of cloth. Paridhaniyaha ityarthaha. Okay, so these purvaparavara, samajnyatithanakhyayam and antaram bahiryogopasamyanayohu repeated, they occur as Gana Sutras in the Sarvadigana and as independent Sutras in the Ashtadhyayi. Since they are Gana Sutras, they get compulsory Sarvanama Samya in all Pratyayas. But in this, because of their Patha in the Ashtadhyayi, they get an optional Sarvanama Samya in Jas, when followed by Jas Pratyaya. Idani, Purvadibhyo Navabhyova. Purvaparavara Dakshinottaraparadharani iti sapta shabdaha, svashabdaha, antara shabdaha. So starting from purva, navabhyaha, navanam shabdanam. Ngasinyoha smatsminau iti anuvartate. Ebhyaha navabhyaha, ngasinyoha smatsminau vastaha. Purvasmat, purvat, purvasmin, purve. Rupani, evameva, svasmatsvat, svasmin sve. अथवा अंतरस्मात् अंतरात् अंतरस्मिन् अंतरे इति रूपाणि एवं परादीनामपि. सो फॉर दीज नाइन वर्ड्स, सो इफ यू नोटिस, आई मीन व्हेन यू लुक एट द होल प्रक्रिया इन जस, बिकॉज ऑफ सर्वनाम संज्ञा विकल्प वी हैव टू फॉर्म्स इन स्मार्ट, इन नसी एंड नी, बिकॉज द कार्य इटसेल्फ, द आदेश इटसेल्फ हैज बीन ऑप्शनलाइज्ड, वी हैव टू फॉर्म्स. सो इन थ्री केसेस देर आर टू फॉर्म्स, पूर्वे पूर्वाः, पूर्वस्मात् पूर्वात्, पूर्वस्मिन् पूर्वे. अन्यत् सर्व अन्यानि सर्वाणि रूपाणि सर्वशब्दवत्, ऑल अदर रूपास, पूर्वः पूर्वौ, पूर्वे पूर्वाः, पूर्वं पूर्वौ पूर्वान्, पूर्वेण पूर्वाभ्यां पूर्वैः, पूर्वस्मै पूर्वाभ्यां पूर्वेभ्यः, पूर्वस्मात् पूर्वात् पूर्वाभ्यां पूर्वेभ्यः, पूर्वस्य पूर्वयोः पूर्वेषां, पूर्वस्मिन् पूर्वे पूर्वयोः पूर्वेषु इति रूपाणि. शेषं सर्ववत्. So other than these three, all other rupas are like sarva shabda. So next, continuing with the list. As I said, Dikshitar is going through the sarvanama list. We have antaram bahiryogopasamyanayohu, tyad, tad, yad, etat, idam, adas. There are six words, all of which come in halantas, because they all end with a vyanjana. They are not treated in ajanta pullinga prakarana. The next word is eka. Eka shabdaha sankhyayam nitya eka vachanantaha. So when eka, the word eka is used to indicate a number, the number one, it has only eka vachana. This is obvious. One cannot be more. Arthantare tu dvivachana bahuvachane epistaha. But when it is used in other meanings, it can have all three vachanas. So what are the other meanings of eka shabda? Ekonyarthe pradhane cha प्रथमे केवले तथा साधारणे समानेल्पे संख्यायांच प्रयुज्यते. सो द वर्ड एका हैज दीज मेनी मीनिंग्स एक्चुअली. अन्यार्थे मीनिंग समबडी एल्स, दिस इज वेरी कॉमन इन व्याकरण. दे विल से इत्येके, इफ यू रिमेंबर द इन द सेम सर्वनाम संज्ञा प्रकरण अबाउट टॉकिंग अबाउट त्वत् एंड त्व, दीक्षितर सेज एकोनुदात्तः द्वावप्यदन्तौ एकोनुदात्तः अपर उदात्तः इत्येके. देर एके मीन्स अदर्स और सम. ओके, प्रधाने एकः अस्ति, हाँ, जगदेक सुंदरी इत्युक्ते जगति प्रधाने सा एका एव सुंदरी इत्यर्थे. प्रधानार्थे एक शब्दः, प्रथमः इत्यर्थे एक शब्दः, केवलः एक एव अस्ति इत्युक्ते केवलार्थे एकशब्दः, साधारणे समाने अल्पे अल्पार्थेपि एकशब्दः प्रयुज्यते, संख्यायां च. सो द टु इंडिकेट द नंबर वन is only one of the eight. Anya, Pradhana, Prathama, Kevala, Sadharana, Samana, Alpa and Sankhya. So the word Eka has eight meanings. So if it is used as a number, it has only Ekavachana. And in all other meanings, you can have all three Vachanas. Okay. Eka, Dvi, Vishabda is Ikaranta. So that will be treated in Ikaranta. Yushmad, Asmad, Bhavatu, Kim. Again, all four are Halantas. So Dikshita went through the whole Sarvadigana once and we learnt the Prakriya of all Akaranta Sarvanama Pullinga Shabdas. So now having done with that, he goes back to Sarvanama Samnya and Nishedha of Sarvanama Samnya. Nabahuvrihau, iti Sarvanama Samnya Nishedha. Padadvayam vidyate, na bahuvrihau. Sarvadini Sarvanamani, iti anuvartate. Bahuvrihau, Sarvadini Sarvanamani, na, na bhavanti. Nani prashnaha, asya sutrasya avashyakata kim. Why do we need this sutra? It's a question. Why does the question arise? I mean, isn't it obvious that to prevent Sarvanama Samya in Bahuvrihi Samasa, if you say this sutra is needed, we'll say it is not needed. We already saw that Vartika. I mean, we saw in Ashtadhyayi, it will come later in the Kaumudi. Samyopasarjani bhotastu na sarvadayaha. If the sarvadis are used as a samya or are upasarjanas, then there is no Sarvanama Samya. And in Bahuvrihi, all words are always upasarjana. Anya padartha pradhanaha bahuvrihi. Always, without any exception, in Bahuvrihi, or with very little exceptions in Bahuvrihi, it is the anya padartha which is pradhana. Not the two words which form the component of the samasa, but something else which is pradhana. Which means the components of a Bahuvrihi samasa are always upasarjana. Upasarjanatva deva. Samyopasarjani bhutasu na sarvadayaha iti vartikena sarvanama samya nishedha siddhyati. So, bahuvrihi samasasya sarvanama samya nishedhartham idam sutram na pekshyate. Samyopasarjani bhutasu na sarvadayaha iti vartikena iva siddhyati. So, using that vartika, we already have the rule that in bahuvrihi there is no sarvanama samya. So, why this sutra? Why is this needed? Atayeva dikshitaihi arthaha vilakshanataya likhyate bahuvrihau chikirshite sarvanama samya nasyat. He does not say bahuvrihi samase sarvanama samya nasyat, because that is not, this sutra does not serve any purpose. If that were the purpose, then the sutra is not needed, because we already get it from some other shastra. So bahuvrihau chikirshite. Sikirshite, kartumicha sikirsha. That is, when you want to do bahuvrihi samasa, sarvanama samya na bhavati. Kaha arthaha? Udaharanam rashyate, tvakam pita yasya saha tvatka pitrakaha, ahakam pita yasya saha matka pitrakaha. Tvakam is the akach of tvam. Tvam pita yasya saha itdeva arthaha. He to whom you are the father. Arthat, tava putraha. The anya padartha here is not tvam, not pitru. It is the son of the pitru. Okay, that is why this is anya padartha pradhana. And yushmat shabda here is upasarjana. Okay. So, tvakam pita yasya saha tvatka pitrakaha, ahakam pita yasya saha matka pitrakaha, etadrupa sadhanartham idam sutram. Iti dikshitehi uchyate. So, these are the examples for this sutra. So what, how do they constitute an example? Iha samasat prageva prakriyavakye sarvanamasamya nishithyate. So the nishedha by this sutra is not for the compound word, it is for the components, the individual components of the word. Even before we do bahuvrihi samasa, when we set out to do bahuvrihi samasa, prakriyavakye. Prakriyavakye means every samasa, say if you have, say, Sitayahapatihi, Sitapatihi. Sitapati is called the samasa. Sitayahapatihi is called the laukika vigraha. That is the vigraha which is in use in loka. Okay. But according to the shastra, that is when we do prakriya in vyakarana, we have something else which is called the alaukika vigraha. It is not used in in the language. It is not used for speaking, but still we need it for shastra. Okay? That is also called the prakriya vakya. What that will have is, it will have the prakriti pratyaya split of all words of the samasa. As I said, sitayaha patihi. Sitapati is the samasa. Sitayaha patihi is the vigraha or the laukika vigraha. The prakriya vakya would be sita nas pati su. Sita and Shashti Vibhakti Pratyaya, which is Ngas, Pati and Prathama Vibhakti Pratyaya, which is Su. Sita, Ngas, Pati, Su is called the Prakriya Vakya or the Alaukika Vigraha. So he says, so this Nabahu Vrihav applies at that stage, the stage where the Samasa is not yet done. You are trying to do the Samasa. For example, for this Tvam Pita Yasya Saha or Aham Pita Yasya Saha, where we start is Yushmad, the Tvam, the Pratipadika is Yushmad, Yushmad Suprateha, Pitrishabdaha Suprateha. Asmad Yushmad Su Pitrusu, Asmad Su Pitrusu iti Prakriya Vakyam. This is the Alaukika Vigraha Vakyam. So he says, at this stage, we are preventing Sarvanama. Actually, in this stage, you cannot prevent Sarvanama because here, the Yushmad is not Upasarjana. When it is an independent word, it is not Upasarjana. So, it should get Sarvanama Samya. Only in the Bahuvrihi Samasa, because of Upasarjanatva, we can prevent Sarvanama Samya. Here, we cannot prevent using Samya Upasarjani Bhutasana Sarvadaya. But what will happen if we do not prevent the Sarvanama Samya here? If that is Anyatha, if we do not, if there is no Sarvanama Samya Nishadha at this stage, Laukika Vigraha Vakya Iva Tatra Api Akach Pravarteta. I have told many times there is a pratyaya called Akach Avyaya Sarvanamnam Akach Praktehe. So for all Sarvanamas and Avyayas, the Akach suffix is added before the T, that is before the last Ach. So now he says, if Yushmad has Sarvanama Samya at this stage, then it would get the suffix Akach. If it gets Akach, Yushmakad, it comes after the Akara. So you have Yushmakad Su Pitru Su or Asmakad Su Pitru Su by Avyaya Sarvanamna Makach Praktehe. Now the Yushma is replaced by Tvat. Tva Ma is the Adesham. So Yushma is replaced by Tva and Asma is replaced by Mu. Pratyayottara Padayoshchaiti Sutrena Adeshah Kriyate. Kim Bhavati Tvakad Su Pitru Su Athava Makad Su Pitru Su. Supratyasya lopaha bhavati samasya krite bahuvrihi samasya krite tasya lope tvakat pitrakaha makat pitrakaha iti rupam syat. So he is telling, if we do not prevent sarvanama samya at the stage, at the component stage, there would be akach, and that akach would be heard in the samasa as tvakat pitrakaha and makat pitrakaha. If you go back and see the examples which is given, the form which is desired is Tvatka Pitrakaha and Matka Pitrakaha. There is a difference between this form and what would happen if this sutra weren't there. Okay. If this sutra weren't there, the form would have been Tvakat Pitrakaha and Makat Pitrakaha. He also gives another illustration where such a thing happens. That is where you do Akach. And the Akach is heard in the final pada. Atikrantaha Bhavantam Ati Bhavan. This is one Tatpurusha Samasa, where Bhavatu is a Sarvanama. If we do Samasa to that, Bhavantam Atikrantaha Ati Bhavan. Atrapi Alokika Vigraha Vakyam Bhavati Ati Su Bhavat Su Samastam Padam Bhavati Ati Bhavat Tasya Prathamaika Vachane Ati Bhavan. Yadi Akach Pratyaha Kriyate Atikrantaha Bhavakantam Bhavantam ityatra akachi krite bhavakantam iti bhavati. Tada kim rupam ati su bhavat su ityasti. Avyaya sarvanamna makach praktehe ityanena akachadeshah kriyate. Ati su bhavakat su iti bhavati. Samaste pade ati bhavakat. Tasya prathamaika vachane ati bhavakan. So if the plain bhavat shabda gets is compounded with ati, you get ati bhavan. If it is akach is added and then it is compounded with ati, then we get ati bhavakan. Okay? So you have two forms. If there were akach, there is a different form. Similarly, if you do akach in yushmad su pitrusu and then do the samasa, the form would be Tvakat Pitrakaha and Makat Pitrakaha. Okay. Prakriyadashayameva nabhu vrihav ityanena samyanishedhetu. On the other hand, if we apply nabhu vrihav and say that the components themselves do not have sarvanama samya, then there is no akach. Because at the stage of yushmadsu, asmadsu, you are preventing sarvanama samya, which means akach will not happen. If akach does not happen, always there is a ka pratyaya. Akach and ka are complementary. When you have akach, there is no ka. If you do not have akach, then you can have the kap pratyaya. Kap pratyayastu, kat pratyaya krite kim bhavati? Yushmad su pitru su. Kat pratyaya krite yushmatka su. The difference between akach and ka is akach is applied before the t, whereas ka is applied at the end. Okay. So if we do ka and do the adesha, tvatka su pitru su and matka su pitru su, the form would be tvatka pitrakaha and matka pitrakaha. Okay. So for this, nabahu vrihav is needed. I go through this again. Nabahu vrihav iti sutrasya kahartha. Kimartham sutram apekshyate iti prashnaha. Yato hi bahuvrihi samasta padasya samyanivaranartham idam sutram na apekshyate. Samyopasarjani bhutastu na sarvadayaha iti vartikena iva siddhyati. So by that vartika itself we can prevent sarvanama samya for the compound bahuvrihi. So asya sutrasya kahartha ityukte bahuvrihau chikirshite sarvanama samya nishidhyate. So even before we do the bahuvrihi, at this stage when there is a prakriya vakya or the alaukika vigraha, when you are starting the prakriya for samasa, then itself we prevent the sarvanama samya. So what is the purpose? Why should we do that? If we do not prevent sarvanama samya at this stage, yadi atra sarvanama samya na nishidhyate, tarhi avya sarvanamna akach praptehe tyanena akach pratyaye krite, tehe prak akach pratyaye krite, tvakat pitrakaha makat pitrakaha iti rupam syat. Tannivaranartham na bahuvrihau ityuchyate. Bahuvrihau chikirshite. So you want to do bahuvrihi samasa and that's why you are beginning this vigraha. So in this stage, nabahuvrihav ityanena sarvanama samya nishidhyate. Tasyaha nishidhatvat akach pratyayah nabhavati. Nabhavati chet ka, swarthe ka pratyayah bhavati. Ka pratyayah bhavati chet tvatka pitrakaha matka pitrakaha iti rupam siddhyati. Okay. So sutra bhave, if this sutra were not there, nabahuvrihav iti sutrasya bhave, prakriyadashayam akachikrite, tvakat pitrakaha makat pitrakaha iti rupe syatam. So the rupa would have been tvakat pitrakaha makat pitrakaha. Sutre krute tu akachna bhavati kapratyaha bhavati tvatka pitrakaha matka pitrakaha iti rupe. Okay. So the sutrartha is not that bahuvrihi samasasya sarvanama samyanasti iti sutrartha na. Bahuvriho chikirshite avayavanam sarvanama samyanasti. It is utrarthaha. Any questions? Is it clear? No questions? Great. Now, we went to all this trouble. Why? To get this forms called Tvatka Pitraka and Matka Pitraka. All this was for getting, deriving these forms. Okay. But the Bhashyakara says Tvatka Pitraka and Matka Pitraka is wrong. He says the Tvakat Pitraka and Makat Pitraka is the right form. Vashyakarastu tvakat pitrakaha makat pitrakaha iti rupe ishtapattim krutva. Ishtapatti means that is what is desired by the Vashyakara. Vashyakara thinks that tvakat pitraka and makat pitraka are the right forms. We did all this circus and derived some artha to derive tvatka pitraka and matka pitraka, which turn out to be the wrong forms. The actual forms according to Vashyakara has to be tvakat pitraka and makat pitraka. So what do? We said the sutra, we derived a sutrartha for all this and said that we finally got Tvatka Pitraka and Matka Pitraka. But when we are about to celebrate, he says, no, you're wrong. You did everything and ended up with the wrong thing. So what do we do? Ishtapattim krutva etat sutram pratyachakhyo. He says, this sutra is not needed. The sutra being there is a problem, giving rise to the wrong form. So Bhashyakara removes the sutra. Okay, he says, the sutra is not needed. The correct forms are Pakat Pitraka and Makat Pitraka. So it is not needed for preventing Samya, Sarvanama Samya and the Bahuvrihi Samasa, because the Vartika does that. It is also not needed for preventing Sarvanama Samya at the Prakriya stage, because the form itself is wrong. The form, the resultant forms would be wrong. Okay? So Pratyakhyana. Pratyakhyana is something which is done in the Bhashya often. So there are cases. The sutra, generally our belief is, sutra has two kinds. It has a drishta prayojana and adrishta prayojana. Drishta prayojana is what we see, as in some proper purpose, in some derivation of some form. Whereas adrishta prayojana is because chandovat sutrani. The sutras are as good as the Vedas. Parayane punyam labhate iti. So whenever there is a pratyakhyana, the Bhashyakara is saying the sutra is not needed, which means the derivation could be done some other way. He says the sutra is not removed, but it is still in the sutra patha, but it might not be required for the derivation of form. That is called pratyakhyana, where the Bhashyakara objects to some sutra and says the sutra is not needed. Okay. So now the question is, obviously, this is a very special case. There are other cases where Bhashyakara removes a sutra, but in all those cases there is no phalabheda. That is, Bhashyakara also wants what the sutrakara wants. Both of them want to derive the same form, but Bhashyakara sometimes derives the form some other way and says this sutra was not necessary. That is the usual trend of pratyakhyana. But this is a special case where there is a difference. If we follow the sutrakara, the forms would be Tvattaka Pitraka and Matka Pitraka. Whereas if we follow the Bhashyakara, the forms would be Tvakat Pitraka and Makat Pitraka. Okay? So what do we do now? Is Panini Pramana or is Patanjali Pramana? The question. Yulia asked already, whom should we believe? Is it the Panini or Patanjali? Okay? So the golden rule of our Shastra, Yathottaram Muninam Pramanyam. Yathottaram, uttaram anatikramya muninam, muninam nama munitrayasya. Our vyakarana is known as Trimuni vyakarana. Paninihi, Katyayanaha, Patanjalihi. Iti trayaha munayaha, tesham pramanyam yathottaram. That is, if there is a clash between Panini and Katyayana, Vartikakara, then the Vartikakara's words are more pramana. And if there is a clash between Sutra and Bhashya, Bhashyamata is pramana. What the Bhashyakara says is what we accept. That is where the pramanya lies. So because uttarottaram bahulakshya darshitvat ityuchyate, because you know, there was a time difference between Panini, Katyayana and Patanjali. So probably the prayoga might have changed by the time of Patanjali. So we take Patanjali's vakya as pramana. More fresh is more correct, yes, but only till Patanjali. If there is something else, say if Dikshitar, even Bhattoji Dikshitar says something against the Bhashya, it is not taken as Pramana. Muninam here refers to Munitrayasya. In Panini, Katyayana and Patanjali, we go by chronological order. That is why we have the Vartika. There are many cases where Vartika adds on to the Sutra or negates the Sutra. Then it is Vartika which we take, which we accept. Similarly, whatever the Bhashyakara says is Pramana everywhere. If there is a clash, if there is a difference, say in this case there is a difference between forms, which form is correct? What Bhashyakara says is sadhu, which is Svakat Pitraka and Makat Pitraka. So, would there be a new Bhashyakara? Well, no comments. According to what is the tradition in our Siddhanta, no. Okay. Okay, so the Bahuvrihau, the purpose would have been Tvatka Pitraka and Matka Pitraka, but according to Bhashyakara, it is wrong. So finally, the sutra is not there and the forms are Tvakat Pitraka and Makat Pitraka. Okay. Can we move on? Yeah, he wants to ask anything about this. Okay. So now Dikshitar introduces the Vartika. There's a question by Yulia. When they mention words, do they mention where they heard that usage? I wish they had. They don't. I mean, the Bhashya is our main source for Prayogas. Bhashyakara shows lots and lots of Prayogas, but he doesn't give the source. He just quotes them as if they were familiar to everybody. I mean, some of them we can find the source even now, because they are in the Vedas or in the Dharma, anywhere. But there are many cases where we do not know where he is quoting from, because probably many of those Granthas have been lost to us. In his time, they were probably popular and known to everybody. He quotes them in such a tone as everybody would know it. But for now, our only reference is Bhashyakara has used it, so that is correct. We do not know where he takes these Prayogas from. Okay. So he says, Samyopasarjani Bhutastu na Sarvadayaha. He introduces this now because the Sutra Nabahuvrihau has been taken away. So how do we prevent Sarvanama Samya for Bahuvrihi Samasa? Samyopasarjani Bhutastu na Sarvadayaha. Mahasamya Karanena Tadanugunanameva Gane Sannivesat. It says Mahasamya. What is a Mahasamya is a question. If you remember some of the Samyas of Vyakarana, say Achvantyaditi or something like T Ghubha Sheshoghya Sakhi, he says Dadha Ghadap, he says. So many of the Samyas of Panini are single letter ones or single syllabic ones. He prefers to use a single letter as Samyas. He says T Ghubha and many of those. Wherever he goes for a long Samya, that is, instead of calling it something like Pa or something, he's called them Sarvanama, which is a long Samya. So Mahasamya Karanena, wherever he makes such a long Samya, there is a purpose. They generally happen to be Anvartha Samyas. If he says Avyayam, Navyeti iti Avyayam, that which does not change. So Sarvanama, that is Sarvesham Yani Namani Tani Sarvanamani. Those words which can be used for anybody. That is, if you are saying, if I have to say Ekaha, that Eka can be any individual on this earth. Sarvaha can refer to anybody at all. So if you notice, if you go through the whole list, all those words are like that. That which can be referred, that which are not limited to a single person or a thing. Okay? So Mahasamya Karanena Tadanugunanameva Arthata Sarvesham Yani Namani Iti Anvartha Samyakanameva Gane Sannivesha Sarvadi Gane Yepadani Patitani Tani Sarvani Sarvani Sarvanamani Sarvesham Namani. It is also a Samya and also an Anvartha Nama. That is why when you have a Samya, when you are saying somebody is Sarva, it is not a Sarvanama. It refers to only that particular individual and not to everybody. That is why it is not included in the Gana. A Sarva which indicates a person is not included in the Gana. Similarly, Upasarjani Bhutaha. Sarvam Atikrantaha. He who has crossed everybody is somebody else. It is one person and it is not everybody. Okay? That is why for Samya and for Upasarjana, we do not have Sarvanama Samya because they are not included in the Sarvadigana. Only those words which can be used for everybody. Sarvesham Namani, Tesham Eva Gane Sannivesha. So, Ataha Samya Karyam Antargana Karyam Cha Tesham Nabhavati. Samya Shabdanam, Samya Machakanam, Upasarjani Bhutanam Cha. So, those words which are used as Samya or as Upasarjana will not get Samya Karya. There is one thing, the Sarvadigana has 35 words. They are all called Sarvanamas. So based on the Samya called Sarvanama, there are some Karyas. Say, Ami Sarvanamna Sutta, Sarvanamna Hasmai, Nasingyohu Smatsminav. All these are Karyas which are dependent on it being a Sarvanama. Right? He uses the word Sarvanama and tells some Karyas. There are other Karyas which are not for Sarvanamas. For example, he says, Addataradibhyah Panchabhyah, Dataradibhyah Panchabhyah, Datara, Datama, Anya, Anyatara, Itara. For these five, He says there is an adid adesha for the supratyaya. This karya does not depend on the sarvanama samnya. It is not mandated for sarvanamas. It is mandated for a subset of the sarvadigana. That is called an antargana karya. For a subset of sarvadis, some karyas are told. For example, tyadadina maha. For the tyadadis, tyadu, tadu, yadu, etadu, idam, adas, ekadvi. For only these eight, there are some karyas. So, all such karyas and also the samya karyas. So, none of these will happen for a samya or for an upasarjana. Both samya karya and antargana karya is prevented by this vartika. Why he specifies this is because he does not say samyopasarjani bhutastu na sarvanamani. He does not say those which are samya or upasarjana is not a sarvanama. If he had phrased the vartika that way, then only the samya karya would have been prevented. The antargana karya would not have been prevented. So he says such words are not there in the gana at all. That is why this vartika prevents both samya karya, that is a karya which depends on the sarvanama samya, and also antargana karya, that which depends on them being in that gana, whether called sarvanama or not. If it is in that gana, it will get some karya. If you see examples, that will be clearer. First is sarvanama kashchit, a boy called sarva. Tasmai sarvaya dehi smaya deshahana bhavati sarvanam nasmai. This is a samya karya. That is, using the sarvanama samya, he is mandating smai adesha. The adesha will not happen. Atikrantaha sarvam atisarvaha. Tasmai atisarvaya deshi dehi. Atrapi smaya adesha na bhavati. This is a samya. Sarva nama kashchita iti samya. Atisarvaha iti upasarjanam. Ubhayatra smaya adesha na bhavati. Atikrantam katarat atikataram kulam. You notice katarath, here you have done the adida adesha. But when it is becomes upasarjana, atikatara, then there is no adida adesha. This is an antargana karya given by addataradibhya panchabhyaha. It does not say adid sarvanamabhyaha, it says addataradibhyaha. So this is not samya karya. This does not depend on sarvanama samya. Instead, it depends on the datara being in the sarvanama gana, in the sarvadigana. So, antargana karyam na bhavati. Atikataram kulam. Atikrantaha tam atitat. So, saha is the tyadadina maha. Will get is another antargana karya which will not happen in atitat. So, both samya karya and antargana karya is prevented by the vartika called samyopasarjani bhutastu na sarvadaya. Okay, any questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
When you say a particular thing like tatara, it's in the gana, and if you just said something doesn't apply to the gana, so what it automatically means that then you cannot apply the the karya for something which is inside the gana also. So why does he have to say that it doesn't apply?
No, it does not apply. That is why. What are you preventing? If you say sanyopasarjani bhutasana sarvanamani, you say they are not called sarvanamas. So this addataradipya panchabhyaha does not ask for it to be called a sarvanama. Right? So it does not depend on the samya. It depends on just the gana. So that is why there is a difference. I mean, you know, this might require a bit more time to sink in, but there is a difference. There is one case where you say sarva shabda in all three meanings, whether it is the usual sarvartha or upasarjana or samya is in the gana, but that which is upasarjana and samya will not get the sarvanama samya. If you say that, then it is still in the gana. Then if there is an antargana karya, that would happen. But what he is doing here is he is taking them out of the gana. It is not in the gana at all, which is why the antargana karya will also not happen. Any other questions? No? Okay. Let's stop here. ఏనాక్షర సమాం నాయనధిగమ్య మహేశ్వరా కుట్నం వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః. వాక్యకారం వరరుచిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం చ ప్రణతోస్మి మునిత్రయం. మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుక్తి పరిభావ్య చ వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌమురీయం విరచితే. దెర్ ఇస్ నో క్లాస్ ఆన్ టుడేస్ మండే, రైట్? వెడ్నెస్డే అండ్ ఫ్రైడే.
ఓకే, ద బ్రేక్ ఫార్ న్యూ ఇయర్. We will have a class on next Monday.